Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is The Bert Show.
So if you know the boss is cheating, right, or it is in a marriage that just is just sideways and he's got one over here, she's got one over here and one over here, can you trust them in business is the question. Can you separate the two? 1-855-BERT-SHOW if you got a strong opinion on this, because this is the email that we got. Hey, I feel like you guys could have PhDs in infidelity, considering how often you cover it on the show.
Great.
Okay. It's true, though. It is true, man. It does feel like every day.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm reaching out to you guys today. I'm thinking about backing out of a business deal because of my partner's affair. A coworker and I have recently begun to discuss leaving our company and setting up our own business. We haven't put our notices in, so I prefer to keep our profession somewhat vague. It's important to know we've worked together for several years, and she has excellent knowledge in our field. I was ready to go all in. I really think us branching out on our own could be the break we both need from a financial and fulfillment perspective. Then I discovered that she is going through a divorce because she cheated on her husband. This wasn't a one-night stand, but at least a year-long affair. That means a year of lies and a year of betrayals. From the details I have, he was a wonderful partner. She just had an itch that needed to be scratched and then got caught. This gives me serious pause about starting our business together. I have all kinds of alarm bells going off all over her trustworthiness, integrity, and character. If she's willing to cheat on the one person she swore to love and stay faithful to for life, how do I know she's not going to cheat on me? I'm trying to separate the personal from the business, but it's virtually impossible. Would you be able to move forward with the business partnership if you found out your partner was unfaithful and cheated on their spouse?
That's why you want to do a commencement speech for kindergartners.
All right, where do you guys stand on this? 1-855-BERT-SHOW. It sounds a little judgy because do you really know what the circumstances were in the marriage?
You will never know all the details and the ins and outs of another person's relationship or the reasoning behind a person's infidelity. Like, it's, you're just, unless you lived it, you're not going to be able to fully understand it and comprehend it. So my answer is a hard no on that. But I understand why it's giving her pause.
Yeah, I remember we had a similar conversation like this a while back. And I do remember feeling like you can be a good business person and not necessarily the best spouse. Like, I do think you can't separate it. They don't necessarily have to coincide. At the same time, I feel like I would see this as a sign. Like, if I were about to go into business with somebody and then I learned that they were unfaithful or unloyal to their partner, it might make me back up a little bit and think if this is somebody I really want to go into business with.
Sidebar before you start, you need to stand. Your watch is telling you it's time for you to stand.
Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Okay.
Tell me you have ADD without telling me you have ADD.
How did you
see that?
Yes. All the way across the room.
It's like, what?
I just want to make sure you're healthy.
No, man. I appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm glad you're standing.
It says I'm almost there, okay. So I appreciate it.
So I think, I mean, if you look at some of the most successful people in, like, Hollywood, for example, those people are some of the worst spouses in the country. And yet here they are kicking ass, you know, making films and being incredible at business. So I don't think it necessarily means that just because they're a bad spouse, they would be a bad partner. But I do think it speaks to their character. Like if they are, it shows that they're willing to lie to get what they want. It shows that they're willing to breach a contract, essentially. I mean, that's what marriage is. So I think it's definitely a red flag, but I don't think it's necessarily like a complete deal breaker.
Mm. Now, I'm going to have a little bit of a different take on this. And this is years and years and years ago when I was on the come up, all right? So hanging out with bosses that, and it was much more old boy network back then. So, hey, come on, have a drink with us. Have a guy's night out with us, man. With the bosses, right? You go out, you hang out. And I will say from that experience, years and years and years ago, the bosses that would go out, buy women drinks that were married, do their drugs in the bathroom, have the big time night out, right? And you could just tell they were trying to hook up, weren't very trustworthy when it came to business. I got to be honest with you. I mean, I could see that in one night. Looking back at it, the way they treated those situations on that night did speak something about their overall character.
Well, I think there's something to be said about that. I mean, if somebody is willing to step out on their partner, it does mean that it shows what they would do in a moment of temptation. So if that happens in business, yeah, I think it's fair to say that could happen.
Yeah, I could see how somebody would feel like loyalty is loyalty. So like if you are a loyal person, and you'd be loyal to not only your friends or not only your wife, but to your business people. So if you can't be loyal to your spouse, I could see how that would be a problem for business.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think she can go to her and be like, okay, you need to explain yourself because no.
Why did you cheat?
Yeah, you know, that's the personal versus business. But I don't know if I would scrap the whole thing, but man, it's a sign.
It makes you look a different way, for sure.
This is The Bert Show.